Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson. And today we're going to go through just different ways of freeing your voice. And the best way to free your voice is to play. So we're just going to play today and listen to some music and just get back to that energy of freedom, being able to just play with your voice. As I've mentioned, babies had it down. So we're returning to that energy, and then we're going to take it to the heavens. Okay, so our intention today is that you may be completely free and flowing with your voice to be able to express whatever you need to express perfectly in these challenging times. Before we get started, though, I want to tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. We do have the Mount Shasta retreat, just next weekend. I think we still have one spot. If you wanted to make it, we've got about 35 people. We're going to be doing social distancing. We'll be outside as much as possible. We've got shields. Shields are cool. You can see everybody's mouth again. You can breathe. And then we're going up on the mountain outside on the third day. So, it's a possibility if you still want to make it. We've got our classes here at the Institute starting September 8th, and we're going to split it up so half of them are online and half of them are at the Institute. Let's see, I'll show you the website. Here's the actual web page for the school. It's actually, if you go to soundhealingcenter.com, you can find it. You can also just go straight by going to globerecording.com. And so we've got the Sound Healing Certificate Program at the Institute. We're doing half online and half here. So we're splitting it up. So the classes that are best done here are here, at the Institute in Sausalito, just outside San Francisco, over 3.5 months. And then the other half is done online. So you can still get, play with our tools here. You can still do the experiential work, go into the zone for 2 days, right? And then the lectures aren't any different. So we're going to do those online over 5 months. So 3.5 months here, mostly Mondays and Wednesday nights, and then online some Tuesdays and some Thursdays and some Saturdays to actually do the whole certificate. Of course, you can do the whole thing online if you like over 6 months. And that's Tuesday and Thursday nights and Saturday mornings, Pacific time. And it's all about how sound affects you physically, as far as pain, diseases, all the different organs and down to the cellular level. And mentally, as far as brainwave entrainment, creating better focus, using brainwave entrainment for sleep, for getting in the zone, for creative downloads, for being present, 100% present, and for learning, and for sports, and also for thinking and getting over ADD, and then also for blissing out. So we do a full range of the mental aspect. And then we do the whole aspect on emotions, releasing stuck emotions, accessing emotions with sound. And it's very, very powerful work. A lot of our instructors work at that level. And then the fourth level is spiritual. I think of that as gratitude, running gratitude, compassion, love, joy with sound. Also finding the frequency of your soul and resonating that. And then where you're at peace. And then also finding the frequency of source, which I see as all frequencies in the universe, where you're one with the universe, tuned into it all, right? And we practice that as well. So we do both, all four levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, online and here at the Institute. We also have our recording class that just started, the recording program, and that's every Thursday. And so you could just jump in, and it works really well online because you can see, our recording program on the screen. You can hear what I'm mixing in stereo through Zoom, and then you get recordings of the classes. It's actually even better than doing it here at the Institute, because we record every class and you can always watch it and see what you missed, right? And so you could jump into that. Right now it's about a 6-month class if you're interested, completely separate from sound healing, but we do go into different ways to create binaural beats for brainwave entrainment. We talk about frequencies based on chakras, and then we learn how to record, mix, and produce. Right, so it's a really cool class. I wrote the number one selling book in the world on audio recording, and also in producing, and mixing, and producing, the art of mixing and the art of producing. So those are very cool classes. If you want to get people really high or really still with music, there's also some music theory that's incorporated as well. We then also have, besides all of the classes, we've got we are going to be having a sound healing conference online coming up in about, around the 1st of October, middle of October. You can be looking for that. We also have our whole therapy center, which is, that's the home page. So we have a full range of treatments. So we do, we can do a combination session here where we do sound table, crystal bowls, voice, and Tibetan bowls, the full range for any issue that you have. I'm still doing those occasionally here. And then we got the you can just go on the sound table here as well. We're not doing the massage right now, but we'll start that back up as soon as things clear up a little bit with the virus, right? We can do a nutri-energetic system where you put your hand on a pad and we get a 30-page medical readout and get infoseuticals that you take over a month, really effective for chronic issues. We also have the simotherapy. We actually have our base pod where you can put it on the body for pain, for nerves, tendons. We also have CDs for things like that. The thing we're doing the most of right now is finding your home note, root soul frequency entrainment. And that's where we play each of the 12 notes and see which one makes you the most peaceful, and then get you a beautiful CD in that key so you can always get back to you where you're at peace. Or the voice analysis, where we actually find what's wrong. We do a voice analysis over the phone easily and find what frequencies are missing in your system or what frequencies are too much. And then we give you a CD to balance those out. Also, once you find your home note, we can also get you CDs for each of the brainwave states tuned to you. So we can actually get you a CD in delta brainwaves that are with delta binaural beats that's actually tuned to you, so it's way more effective. Or theta, so you can go in the zone and get more creative downloads. Or alpha, in case you're doing sports or for learning, just want to be more present, tuned to you again. And beta, which is for overcoming ADD, tuned to you. It's really, really effective. So those are the main treatments. There are some others, but those are the main ones. We're also working with Parkinson's as well. That's our therapy center. Also, we've got our store. So in the store, we've got a full range of instruments. We've got all the sound healing and therapy music. We've got over 100 CDs. A lot of the CDs are for actually putting on the body, the Simon frequency CDs. You put them on the body to actually, for nerves, tendons. You place the headphones on the body for nerves, tendons, ligaments, especially good for pain, muscles. Or we've got all the music CDs as well. And then we've got all my books. I've got the, complete guide to sound healing, the art of mixing for recording. We also have videos that are nature videos with my music. It's really, really, I just love them myself. We've got all our vibroacoustic tools. So we've got sound lounges and sound tables. If you've got any anxiety or stress in your life, oh my God, it's the best. Or it's just upset. It's just like so good to get on a sound table and be vibrated into bliss. We also have the pillows and the dolphins that you can put on top of you on the sound table, or just get them on your own. And there's the bass pod that we have that you can actually just place on different parts of the body. Really effective for pain. We've got frosted bowls. We've got alchemy bowls, crystal bowls. We've got Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums and rattles, chimes, tuning tons of tuning forks, and all these melodic instruments that you can play, like the little xylophone free note and the hardwood drums. And then we've got the actual sansula, which is like a little kalimba that's really, really nice as well. And then we have the consciousness raising technologies. We've got the iCube that creates scalar waves. And it's really, really effective for creating an energy field in your space. We also have the biomat. We've got water devices that put frequencies in water. And we also are making sound chambers, right, where we can actually build a 30-person chamber building that will take you into, oh my God, a whole another dimension. We've gotten a lot of downloads, and we're working with a architect and building one up in Canada right now. So there's really, it's really a whole another level of sound and geometry consciousness to help us all ascend and access higher realms, including our soul and source. You can find everything if you just go to soundhealingcenter.com. We've got the school, we've got the store, we've got a link for the therapy center, we've got a link for the research foundation, and that's soundhealingcenter.com, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or call me, 415-777-2486. Well, today I want to show some cymatics. These are images of water droplets being vibrated with frequencies. So it shows how sound creates different geometries, right? So I'm going to be kind of scrolling through these through the day here, so just for your viewing pleasure, right? So, you know, it's really a lot of health is really about freeing your voice again, so that you're completely free to express yourself and have no fear. And it's really a problem because, you know, I mean, it's funny because in any group or open house, I'll say, how many of you have been told that you can't sing? And almost a half of the people will raise their hand, right? And it's just horrible. You know, in other countries, especially in Africa, there's no can't sing. Everybody sings, right? You go into a town and everybody comes out singing, right? It's like, it's just wrong. When somebody tells you you can't sing, you should kick them in the knee. That's it. Kick them in the knee. You know, it's just wrong. The cool thing about sound healing is we have a really strict rule around here. You've heard it before if you've listened. And that is, you can never, ever make a wrong or bad sound. You can't be out of pitch. It can never be wrong or bad, ever. And this is a really strict rule. It's a strict that we hold to it strictly, right? So it's always perfect. It's always perfect, right? As babies, we had no qualms. It was really interesting. There's a quote by Rumi. I don't have it up here, but the quote is something like this. I wish I could sing like the birds who have no care as to how they sound to others, right? That's the deal, right? Because when you express yourself with sound, with your own voice, it creates flow. It creates an energy flow again through your whole system. And it's really healthy. And the problem is, as I've mentioned, it's like around one or two, they say, shh, and you get into school and they go, no more sound. Or you go to work and it's like, no sound, except around here, right? And we lose that ability and we get afraid to actually just make any type of sound, right? So let's play with different sounds, okay? So hopefully you're in a place where you can make sound. So I'm just going to make some really weird sounds, and I want you to just repeat it back, okay? Ooh. Very cool. One thing that's really good to do often throughout the day, we do it at the beginning of every class, is to make the sound of how you're feeling. It really brings you into the present moment, right? So let's do that. You can do it along with me. So it's not call and response. Just do it with me. This is the sound of how I'm feeling. It's been a wild day, right? It's more fun when you have problems going on, because then the sounds are more interesting, right? It's also, you can take that one to the level of how you've been feeling lately. Let's do that one. How I've been feeling lately. To make the sound of that. But now, let's do the sound of how you would like to feel all the time. Get that in your body. That's nice. This is a good one too. To make the sound of an ideal day. Check this out. Here's an ideal day for me. can also take it to the world level. This is probably one of the best sounds you can do these days. Whenever you're feeling stressed about the virus, anything going on in the world, a lot to be stressed about, right? Or depressed or anxious at all, shift it to sending love to everybody that's struggling right now. So even if you're stressed and you're struggling, just send love to everybody on the planet who's struggling right now, which is a lot of people right now, right? Tune into the energy of love and send it out to everybody that needs help. Hi. Going from feeling bad or overwhelmed to empowered in helping others. Very cool. This one's really good too. Here's a very good one. Might do this at the end too. Tune in. Or let me say it this way. Imagine the virus is completely gone. Completely gone. Everything back to normal, actually even better. Because, you know, once you've gone through trauma, as long as you're not dead, right? You're actually way stronger. Right? But imagine, it's completely gone. Just that energy, if it's completely gone, the virus is completely gone. It's mutated into nothing, right? Feel what that would feel like. Make the sound of that. We were. Very cool, huh? If you want to manifest something, feel what it would feel like as if it's already happened. Basic law of attraction with Abraham, right? Feel what it would feel like if it's already happened. But then make the sound of it.
I found this on the web.
And now you're totally... it's so funny. My phone's just sitting there and it's like searching for Abraham now. Siri just popped up on its own. That's bizarre. Okay. So yeah, whatever you want to manifest, feel it and then make the sound of it. Cause then you create a stronger resonant field with the intention and the sound of it already existing. And then spirit goes, oh, I see that vibration. I'll just match that and bring that to it. Right. Very cool. Here's some other cymatics of actual water drops being vibrated with different frequencies. These are really cool, huh? Okay. Let's actually listen to a song in the meantime. This is an interesting song that I don't play very often. It's called Energetic Detox, and it's on my first Nutri Energetic CD called Body Field Sound Healing. So this is about detoxing your whole system. Right? And that's the intention and the quantum field, because Nutri Energetics gave me 12 numbers with different frequencies for each number, and I use those frequencies to create the actual chord progression. So this is a remedy for energetic detox as well in the quantum field. Okay. So enjoy this one.
Oh.
Okay. Let's do the sound of gratitude. Tune into your physical heart and bring up feelings of gratitude for your heart beating 24/7. Oh, I've got a better one. I often do the heart. Let's do this one instead. You know, I've never been hungry a single day of my life, except when I couldn't get back from a hike in time or when I was fasting. God, never, ever been hungry a single day of my life. And right now, there are millions of people starving. I'm so grateful for always having had food and water my whole life, every single day. Tune into the gratitude for that. Feel it completely, down to the cellular level. Let it surround you like a bubble through all of your auras, this feeling of gratitude for complete abundance of food. And then make the sound of that. I can hear those thoughts out there. It's hard to make sound of gratitude for having food when there are millions of people starving. So not only send a sound to those people that are starving, but send like a prayer. Or just visualize, actually this is even better. Imagine everybody on the planet with plenty of food all the time and good water. Imagine it's already happened. Make the sound of how that would feel. Boy, that's a good one. That's a really good one. Wow. Okay, let's do compassion. You can have compassion for all of the people that are suffering. Kuan Yin holds all of that suffering in her heart until the last person is no longer suffering, and ever so slightly raises it to love, right? But the tricky part is having compassion for those that are hurting you, those that are hurting others, those that are hurting the planet. That's tricky, especially if you're in it at the time. Really tricky, right? But can be done. The way I do it is I think, what brought people to do the bad things they do? And I always think, it's the entrainment in this society on our planet for tens of thousands of years that is focused on greed, selfishness, also lack. People hoarding, so there's so much lack. It's hard to be nice when you're starving. It's hard to be nice when you don't get enough sleep. It's hard to be nice when you don't have shelter or access to education, right? it's not anybody's fault. It's this entrainment. It's these patterns that have been rampant in our entire society on Earth for thousands of years. And people, they're born, and doesn't take too long before they're entrained into that energy, because so many people, not everybody, but so many people are running that energy, and it's rampant on the planet, right? So it's not anybody's fault. It's just, in fact, it's hard to not be entrained into that craziness. So that's the main way I do compassion. Nobody's fault. Maybe there's a dark being up there pulling some strings to make us go into fear so that, you know, they can get that energy. Maybe there is, but even to have compassion for those beings, wow. But most importantly, compassion for yourself. And all those times you're upset, angry, not kind to others, right? Compassion's a deep energy. Make the sound of that one for all beings that are lost. I've got another song that I'd like to play for you, and this one is called Heart. This is like the essence of love, soaring into love. It's even a quantum field for the heart. So enjoy this one. Thank you. Okay, so now we're ready to do the sound of love. So send the sound of love to everybody that's listening right now. And don't forget to receive it. Now send it to everybody on the planet. Listen for their hearts responding. Okay, now send sound of love to the earth. Just thought of to do. Let's do toning to heal the earth. Okay. So we're going to send healing energy. You could send love, but send healing energy to the earth. And I'm going to play a recording where everybody on this recording is sending healing energy to the earth. Right? So we've got 30 people doing it. So just join in. And it's like 10 minutes long. So tone for the 10 minutes, oh my God, will really get you high, right? So tone to heal the earth with your intention and the sound for 10 minutes here, along with everybody else.
hold that energy of stillness through the evening, the rest of the weekend. Hold it and send love to the earth through the whole week, through the months ahead, and play with your voice and free it for the rest of your life and lifetimes to come. Thanks for listening. Take care.